March. Today is Monday, June 29th. I'm Megan Lynch. If you drive downtown and use Interstate 44, your drive was easier today. The highway reopened over the massive sinkhole at Broadway and Biddle. MoDOT's area engineer Jen Wade tells KMOX there are no structural concerns. The highway is safe, as is the support column where the sinkhole opened up 2 weeks ago. There are still some closures.
Because of bypass lines being installed over Broadway, both directions of Broadway right there by Biddle have to remain closed until that work's completed. Because those are closed, that also means the exit from 44, what people really think of as coming from I-70, that exit to Broadway will remain closed for a few weeks. I don't know. I haven't seen anything about their timeline yet.
Both Metropolitan Sewer District and City Water Division still have to make repairs around the sinkhole. Sunday's City SC game paused due to nearby gunshots. City police say the shooting happened around 6:30 in the area of North 17th and Chestnut Streets, which is roughly three blocks east of Energizer Park. A 19- and 20-year-old were taken into custody. One firearm was recovered. The match between City SC 2 and Austin FC 2 briefly suspended. Fans were told to shelter in place. A statement from City SC reads in part, quote, "In close coordination with the league and local authorities, the game was suspended and later resumed once given the all clear," close quote. More violence over the weekend in St. Louis. Three people killed, five injured during several shootings from Saturday and Sunday. Three women were shot. A 26-year-old woman killed yesterday after a shooting in the 1300 block of Washington Avenue. Around 4 a.m. on Sunday, police say a 20-year-old man was shot in the neck and later died after a large fight broke out between several unknown people. And at a Quick Trip in the 6900 block of Gravois Saturday, another shooting left one man dead, another injured. The father of a seven-month-old girl is charged with second-degree murder after a 10-year-old shot and killed the infant. It happened Friday afternoon at a house in the Baden neighborhood. Police say 19-year-old Vamarian Ponell admitted leaving the gun under a mattress. The 10-year-old has been charged with first-degree murder, making him the youngest person in Missouri history to face the charge. The St. Louis City Alderman passed a budget that includes fewer funds for the police department than the state-appointed board approved. Do the new raises for command staff remain?
Chief of Police Robert Tracy says yes, the raises for command staff, some as high as 22%, will be in place no matter which budget is in effect. He says if the city's budget does ultimately win out in the courts, they will have to move some money around.
There's other things that we need to do. We have to look to see where we can find some money, where we can prioritize things.
The raises for command staff amounts to only $1 million. Both Tracy and city leaders acknowledge the budget dispute will only be solved through litigation. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
St. Louis County is reminding eligible seniors the deadline to apply or renew your property tax freeze applications is tomorrow.
The county says the online portal offers the fastest and most efficient way to complete the senior tax freeze application or renewal. Now, seniors using this system for a second year will only need to verify that they still live at the same address. They will not have to resubmit original documents. Residents are encouraged to use this online service because the three county offices close at 3:30 Monday through Thursday, and they are closed on Fridays. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Gas prices almost 11 cents cheaper today than they were last week. The average price per gallon in the St. Louis region is $3.70 today, according to Gas Buddy. That's almost 59 cents cheaper than a month ago, but 72 cents higher than a year ago. AAA says there will be more people traveling this 4th of July holiday than ever before. KMOX travel editor Peter Greenberg says planes will be full.
But not because more people are traveling by air, but because there are fewer flights and airfares are still going up. That's going to be a problem, but they will be full.
Greenberg tells Total Information AM, even if oil prices come down, airfares are going to stay up.
They're basically in a survival mode now because their fuel bill has gone up on certain airlines by $1 billion, $1 billion per airline, and they're trying to figure out how to recoup those losses.
Rain on Saturday and sweltering heat on Sunday didn't keep people away from Pride Fest in downtown St. Louis. Icona Pop and En Vogue were the headliners Sunday afternoon. The weekend included the Grand Parade, a wreath laying at Soldiers Memorial, and a number of vendors.
It's so much fun, and the community is really good this year. A lot of people.
The St. Louis Zoo claims the title of best free attraction in the country for the second time after being nominated by the USA Today's 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards. The zoo offering free popular guest experiences on Wednesday. Visitors can ride the conservation carousel and the Zoo Line Railroad, walk through the dinosaur exhibit on Historic Hill, or experience a number of other attractions for free later this week.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.